up an inner group, because he was very close with the president. He was, if I tell you his position, you even know the name. I won't. But he was one of those that the president had put together to help to find young men that they can send into foreign service. And he says, Pastor, I thought about you because we've been tasked to submit names. And I left that office. I knew already. But for respect, I said, let me pray about it and I'll get back to you. But I knew to say, I wasn't going to take it. You know why? Because the vision was very clear. The vision was very clear. It sustained me from university days. There was no way. And even with all that understanding, because, you see, when I was just starting out in ministry, one of those things that I did for myself is I did a course in diplomatic studies because I wanted to understand more how an embassy operates in the light of the kingdom of God being in a foreign nation, not knowing that Satan will bring a temptation later on based on what I'd gone through. And you see, this is one of the things you should learn. Most of the temptations that you will go through in life have more to do with where you're coming from and what Satan is able to see. And that tells you truly that Satan does not know your future and he doesn't know what is in your mind. He knows your life based on what he sees where you're coming from and what he sees on what you're talking. Because before this gentleman talked to me, just when we were starting out in ministry, I got interested to do that diplomatic studies, the one that foreign, when government wants to send people in the foreign service, the one they make them do at Zidis. So I did it because I wanted to understand more the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is not of this world, and yet we are in this world. So we are like an embassy. We are in the world, which is not home. Home is heaven. So I went to do it because I just wanted to entrench my understanding more of how to relate the kingdom of God. And that's the same, it's like then Satan, a few years later, brings the temptation in that same direction, knowing fully well. Because during the course, the lecturers that were teaching us were even telling us how much ambassadors earn in dollars. Then it was $10,000, I don't know now. And it was good money, a lot of money. Like, you guys are going to be getting paid $10,000 then. Of course, me, I knew I wasn't excited, because I knew to say I was in there just for knowledge as a pastor. And, I mean, we had all these, some of them that I was with, they even went into foreign service. For example, there was that gentleman, Kaunda, from Post newspaper. He was sent into South Africa as, I think he was secretary or, anyway, yeah. But my point is this. With all that, when he said that, I wasn't moved not one inch. You know why? Because the vision of ministry was so strong. And at that point, where was the church? It wasn't here. We were in a rented building, a classroom for that matter. So we were not even in a place where, like where we are, where you could say, we're going somewhere. I mean, we were in a classroom. That's where the church was. Everything could have said, look, the church is small. With all that you get from there, then you come and build the church and help the church. But I wasn't moved. And I turned it down. I never took it up. Why? The vision was strong. The vision was strong in my heart. I'm trying to show you the place of vision in actualizing God's purpose for your life. Vision will help you to have limitations. When you find you are struggling with choices in life, the problem is not anything but vision. Because a man of vision doesn't have problems with choices and decisions. I never had problems deciding, for that matter, because my heart was too clear. It was too clear. And this is why God says what? He says, and young men shall see visions. Visions. You see, God to lead you, He needs to pick you at a certain place. And one thing that the Word of God does for you is that the Word of God breeds vision. And that's why you cannot be one that sits under the ministry of the word like the way you are doing and not have vision. No. Because resultantly, every time you hear the word, it says the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. It giveth understanding. What is understanding? Insight. That means the word of God will give you ideas. It will give you insight. Even as you are hearing me right now, you notice there are some of you that you are hearing one voice, but multiple images are coming to your mind. The Holy Ghost is bringing images, ideas, and pictures. And suddenly your mind is opening up. Why? Because that is the ministry of the word. The word comes to open your mind up. The word comes as a source of vision. So you cannot say, well, Pastor, I don't have vision. No, you were born with it. Because God's word is God's source for vision. So if you are lacking vision, maybe you are in a situation and you don't know what to do, just lock yourself. Give yourself some time. Either just tell yourself, today I'm going to go to our ministry materials on YouTube, on the church channel, Pastor Sota Mapalo YouTube channel, and I'm going to lock myself from morning up to evening. I'm going to listen to all the messages that are there. I can guarantee you, by the time you come out, you will have vision. Why? God's word. He says, the entrance of his word giveth light. What does light do? Light helps you to see. Because of this light, I'm able to see Deaconess. I'm able to see you. 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 Are you getting that? So you should never find yourself at a place where you don't have a vision for what you are doing. No. No.
You have just heard a message produced by the God Life Church Media. For more messages by Pastor Sota Mapalo, visit thegodlifechurch.org or contact us on 0973-744-445. 0973-744-445. Remember to tune in every Tuesday at 17:30 hours on One Love Radio. God bless you.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
A lovely welcome to the main news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. A look at the headlines. Copperbelt rejects constitution amendments. FRA to buy a 50 kg bag of maize at 340 kwacha and a 40 kg of rice at 300 kwacha. UN aid trucks come under attack in Sudan. Mwanja launches youth-focused football tournament. Now the news in detail. Patriotic Front youths on the Copperbelt have called upon the Zambians to reject the UPND-imposed constitution amendments. Speaking in a statement, Patriotic Front Copperbelt Youth Information and Publicity Secretary Humphrey Kawe says the amendments are only meant to increase powers of President and waste taxpayers' money by increasing total number of MPs to 259 and remove citizens from voting their own MPs each time a vacancy arises in a constituency. Mr. Kawe says the President Hakainde Hichilema's government intends to add 92 more MPs to the current 167 number of MPs. He says it will result in budget expansion and waste taxpayers' money on unelected and imposed MPs. He further says the current annual salary for an MP stands at 236,497 kwacha, special allowances at 47,515 kwacha, seating allowances at 3,000 kwacha per seating, and gratuities at 5 million kwacha each MP, yet there is no medicine in hospitals.
to reject the UPND imposed constitution amendment, which is only meant to increase presidential powers and waste taxpayers' money.